Back home now, and in Brisbane, another former ABC employee has developed breast cancer, taking the number of reported cases in the cancer cluster to 16. A year ago, the national broadcaster shut down its Brisbane headquarters when experts deemed it was unsafe. Judy Kennedy, a mother of two young boys, is the latest employee to be diagnosed, and the news has sent more shockwaves and despair through the ABC in Queensland. As Nicole Butler reports from Brisbane.
The ABC's headquarters in Brisbane was shut a year ago on Friday after a 12-month investigation confirmed the existence of a breast cancer cluster at the site. Judy Kennedy worked at the Toowong studios in the 1990s. 2 weeks ago, she became the 16th woman to develop the disease.
I was diagnosed probably last Friday week, I suppose you would say, that I had found a lump under my arm in June. I live in Melbourne now. And I went to my GP. She said, do an ultrasound and mammogram straight away. And funnily enough, Mum had been at me to have one because I had worked at the ABC and she'd seen all the publicity about those breast cancer cases. Anyway, the ultrasound said it was just a reactive lymph node under my arm and it was benign. And the doctor said, if come back in 2 months, if it hasn't dissolved, we'll refer you to a surgeon. I went to see a surgeon in November and he said, well, let's just get it out because it's been in there long enough. And he took it out. And last Friday week rang me to say that it was malignant.
Ms Kennedy had to have an MRI on Monday to identify the primary site of the cancer. She underwent surgery last night to have that lump and more lymph nodes removed.
The surgeon said he thought it was quite successful and we'll probably know by Friday when we get our pathology report back about whether any more nodes are malignant and whether all that, you know, skin around the site is clear of cancer.
Ms Kennedy was employed by the ABC for a total of 12 years. Two of those were in Brisbane. She says her time at the Toowong site was spread over two stints between 1993 and 98 as the presenter of Landline and working in local radio. Like some of her former colleagues who've developed breast cancer, Ms Kennedy is the mother of two young children.
So I've got two baby boys. Marco will be 3 in March and Joseph is 16 months. So, you know, you feel like lying on the carpet and banging your heels and screaming and having a good old cry, but there's always pooey nappies and tantrum throwing and the usual with two little kids. So, and I've got a fabulous husband, so yeah, you know, well, what can you do? You just sit there and think one step at a time and we'll get rid of it and then I'll get nuked and I'll get better.
The investigation that ultimately led to the closure of the Toowong site this time last year was the result of a hard-fought staff campaign. The Armstrong Report was courageously spearheaded by the women who developed cancer. They refused to believe that the growing number of cases was a coincidence. Ultimately, it was found the rate of breast cancer among ABC Brisbane staff was 6 times higher than the general population. Ms Kennedy says she's contacted some of her friends who've worked for the ABC and that she'll talk with more when she's finished chemotherapy.
But I just feel so immensely grateful to those girls like Lisa Backhouse and Joe Stone and Nadia and Ian and all those people who went before, because it must have been horrendous for them to have such a shock and to go through that treatment and to bang on their heads on a brick wall as they were in the beginning, you know, trying to get recognition that this wasn't just a few cases.
The ABC's Managing Director, Mark Scott, says the national broadcaster will fully support Ms Kennedy throughout her treatment.
There's other assistance that we've provided to the other women who had developed breast cancer. We've done that quietly and confidentially with them. We'll be providing similar assistance to Judy. She's been one of the stars of the ABC. She worked at Toowong for a couple of years. She's been based in Melbourne with a family. Her husband works for the ABC as well, so we're all feeling this a bit hard. We wish her all the best.
Mr Scott says even though the ABC Brisbane headquarters was relocated after the inquiry, it was always known more cases could come to light.
And that's why we've set up processes for our staff. We've paid for, we've encouraged the female staff to have mammograms, to have early testing.
ABC staff in Brisbane have lived with the heartache of watching colleague after colleague develop breast cancer for several years. In July this year, Angie Eckersley became the first case discovered after the relocation. Today, there's that same sad quiet in the studios following the news of Judy Kennedy. The stress and despair is almost tangible.
Yet another case, yet another, you know, dampener on the newsroom here today. It's very sad to hear another case, and you've always got in the back of your mind, who's next?
My doctor said to me recently when I went for a checkup, why do you stay working there when you've got this hanging over your head? And I said at the time that it's just one of those things that you deal with in life, the chance of something going wrong. But now I think, I don't know, why do we keep doing it?
ABC staff in Brisbane, ending that report by Nicole Butler.